Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. This is going to be episode 92, and it's our Thanksgiving special. We're going to talk all about gratitude and giving thanks for our fellow creatives. And I'm joined here with co-host Colonel Eric Jude and Stephen Zimmer.
Hello, hello there.
Hey, hey.
Ready to have some fun with the Colonel and Holly.
And I want to let everybody know that in the chat room, we are also joined by Tommy B. Smith and David
Tommy Sharon. B. Smith. Oh, now you know it's going to get serious tonight. We got Tommy B. Smith in the house here. This is awesome. And yeah, David Sheridan. Got David Sheridan. And we have another guest listening in who don't see the screen name, but hello there, guest 1146.
I'm not sure who it is, but... They're there. I'll try to find out and let everybody know because they're being sneaky.
Well, Tommy B. Smith, this is a good omen because he likes to hang out with us on our Holiday Eve specials. Because actually tonight is our Thanksgiving Eve special, just like we did a Christmas Eve special, I believe last year. Is that right, Eric?
Yes.
We actually drank a little bit of bourbon during that show. I think, Eric, that was a fun one.
We have two more guests. We got all kinds of guests in there. Hello, guests.
Just keep piling.
Well, let poor Eric get a word in here.
What a day!
Well,
what a day,
Colonel Jude. Would you want to elaborate why Thanksgiving is such a, a love-hate holiday for you?
Oh yes, I'll be more than happy. Well, there's a few reasons, but, last year on Thanksgiving, we always cook our Thanksgiving dinners on Wednesday, so we've already had our Thanksgiving dinner here. We cook our Thanksgiving dinners on Wednesdays, and it's quite a big undertaking. And then we go and we visit my uncle on Thursdays. Well, last Thanksgiving on Thursday, I've been having some sort of little problem, and I couldn't eat fat because anytime I eat anything of a certain fat content, it would start hurting me. Well, last Thanksgiving, I decided to push the envelope a little bit and ate a nice big old juicy fat piece of ham, and I started hurt really bad in my back and in my chest, and I thought, oh, my gallbladder's going bad on me. Oh, it's hurting me. It started hurting me more and more and more and more and more and more until I went to the ER and found out I was having a moderate heart attack. Which, it's odd because this is the one-year anniversary of it, so I'm kind of iffy on the whole Thanksgiving thing. But ham is what caused the heart attack, not turkey. Well, the heart attack was going to happen anyway, but it's the last real fattening thing I ate. I can't stand turkey. We did not fix a turkey here today. You could run me out of the room.
Yeah, so tell us,
turkey.
Eric, what did you eat tonight after telling us the story?
Ham. It's odd, the one food that caused it or led to it is what I had, which was ham. Because, turkey's not really that good anyway. But ham, that's delicious every day of the year.
The Colonel likes
true.
To play with
that
fire.
True.
There he goes.
Yeah, well, people get sick of turkey. I mean,
Well, 1 year after getting a heart attack while after eating ham, he's going to commemorate it by eating ham right around on Thanksgiving.
Yep. And tomorrow, see, last year, my uncle, he usually likes taking the fat pieces of ham because it's basically, it's the most juicy part, the best tasting part. So as he was cutting it up, I just dove right in there, you know, right in between the knife blades and grabbed it last year. So I'm going to try to do it again this year. I want that.
Well, I'm staying away from your uncle's ham. I am never going to touch your uncle's ham. I'm going to stick to turkey because Holly makes great. Holly does the salt soak thing and all that, so the turkey turns out pretty tasty. So I can handle it.
Yeah, turkey's a little bit more healthy too. You know, they don't have quite the fat content or the salt content. So
even if
you do the salt soaks, which are delicious, it's still the healthier option. But I don't know. I had to have the ham. I actually thought about going the country ham route, you know, the salt cured, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought about going that route, but it was a little more than what I want to pay for. And it was, and I knew, well, my blood pressure didn't need it anyway.
Oh, man. Well,
people. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we got Carol Preflatish. The wonderful author Carol Preflatish has joined us for the Thanksgiving Eve special. So,
hello, Carol.
That's awesome. She's in the house. Oh, we're going to a good group in the chat room tonight.
Well, you know, we usually do have a pretty good group, though. I mean, and that's, you know, tonight's about being, you know, thankful and gratitude and all that. You know, for one, I'm glad to be alive another year. No heart attack yet. We'll wait until Friday, until I give my big, you know, yay, I survived another year.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are grateful that you're still around for another year, Colonel.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. But I'm gonna wait a few more hours at least before I get too excited. But, you know, I'm really glad for all the people that do routinely show up for the chat, you know. Some of the most awesome and hardcore people that I know of.
Yeah, that's
true.
Our listeners are awesome. I mean, we just love our listeners, and that's the reason we do the show. And, yeah, Carol is definitely a regular. David is. We got, of course, the great Tommy B. Smith. You know, he's like a cyclone. He's awesome. He's a force of nature. And then we got Tony Acri. I don't know if Tony's going to stop in tonight or if he's one of those numbered guests. But yeah, I've got a lot of great folks that listen to the show. And yeah, you're right, Eric. Yeah, we're definitely love them.
Yes, definitely. And we are grateful for all of our creatives that, you know, gather behind us and jump in there and support us and our other creatives. And it's great. Great group. Great, great family.
Yeah, we're kind of in gratitude mode because we actually shot a similar theme for our Creatives Cauldron vlog today. That's kind of similar along the same lines because this is Thanksgiving week. So, you know, it's a perfect week
right to
do it. But it's important to, you know, kind of step back and think about these kind of things, not just at Thanksgiving, but, you know, year round. And it definitely, as artists, I think sometimes we, you know, get knee deep in projects, we get tunnel vision, we're on deadlines, we're dealing with all kinds of stress, pressure, and, you know, especially if you're an indie artist, you're dealing with having to, you know, with the pressure of wearing many hats and having thin, threadbare resources. So, you know, sometimes, it, you know, to take a step back and kind of recalibrate, you know, you have to do it consciously sometimes. And but I think it's a very, very healthy and important thing to kind of do. And so tonight, that's kind of our theme. We're definitely looking forward to getting some calls. We're definitely going to get a call from the great artist Timothy Shackelford, an artist and designer tonight at some point here. And we will open it up. And our guest line is 619-639-4616. 619-639-4616, and that number is on the show page. So later in the show, if you want to call in, please do. And
I'll tell you what, the first 5 people that call in, I'll tell them how they can save 15% by switching their car insurance.
I thought he was going to offer. He's put 15% off. I was like, well, he's getting generous here.
For one of his, well, if he offers one of his prints at 15% off, just make sure you get the express shipping. That's the important thing.
Hey, I sent your print out on my fastest snail.
Which should be in, what,
Sandy,
Kentucky by now?
Snail mail.
So you get waylaid at the Arby's in Stanton, I believe. or the A&W that actually ran out of root beer.
Yeah, A&W restaurant we were at. Oh gosh, when we were doing some raiding planning.
Production meeting on raiding.
Actually
Valkyrie.
Ran out of root beer.
Ran out.
Had
of
no
root beer.
Root beer.
Not kidding. No, this is no
A&W
joke. A&W really happened. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hey, we got a caller.
We have a caller.
It's a Nashville number. Should we screen or should we put them online? Let's find out.
Let's put them on.
You are live, caller. Welcome to the show.
What's going on tonight, man?
That's
Daniel Burch.
Hi, Daniel.
How y'all doing today?
Not too bad.
Well, everybody, I'd like to introduce. This is Daniel Dark. A.K.A. Daniel Hooberry.
who is one of our family of co-hosts on the show and is the brilliant author of Knife's Tale.
I don't know about brilliant, but I'm an author. So.
So how is Daniel tonight?
Daniel's doing fine tonight. Trying to keep his wife in check, but he's doing fine.
Those wives are kind of, hard to keep in check sometimes.
You got crazy plans for tomorrow?
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no, that's not good.
No,
do you have to travel tomorrow, or are you staying around?
We are going to be with my mom tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
I've got the already cooked and gravy and all that stuff. We're taking it down in the morning to her place and have Thanksgiving with her.
Nice.
Just make sure if Eric's uncle shows up and he has ham, don't eat it. Trust me, don't eat it.
It's the best. Yeah. It is the best ham in the world. It may cause a heart attack or two, but... You'd be dying to taste it.
Oh, man.
Dying if you do
bad.
Taste it, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
I don't want any phone calls or text messages from Kylie that you're on your way to Lexington in an ambulance this year. That does not need to happen.
David Sheridan, he said in the chat room, he says, the ham is to die for.
Yeah. Eric's uncle is going to be well known after the show is done.
Well, let me tell you, our turkey has got a theme song. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. I'm thawing this turkey, right? And it's been in the kitchen sink. And then I had to do dishes and everything earlier because I'm getting stuff ready for tomorrow. So then it ended up, I just sit it in the tub, and now it's in the sink again. So, it's a traveling turkey.
Well, please don't put it in the toilet bowl. As long as you don't do that, we'll be all right.
I used to.
It's a 24-pounder. My sister got us a good one.
Yeah,
it's
a big turkey.
Brought over a pretty big one.
Will Hutcherson is in the chat room.
Will Hutcherson. All right, Will. Will is awesome. Very talented up and coming writer. Yeah, he's a fine lad.
He's been a long time fan of Stephen.
Ah, yeah, he's actually come to he has attended book signings of mine since he's like 10 years old. I'm not kidding. And now he's of college age. So yes. So that gives you an idea. Yeah, he was reading
Definitely thankful.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Will's one of the people I am definitely thankful for.
Yeah,
we got a good group building in that chat room.
One of the young men I met at
Imaginarium. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
he is. Yes. Yeah, the one we told you about. He's been a long time. Well, almost lifelong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fan
he
of
was.
Steven.
And Will always comes in style too. He always has this, nice jacket on. You know, Will looks he has the rider look. You know, he always comes in dressed fine. You know, usually I'm bumming around in my jeans and T-shirt, but yeah, Will's got it down.
Yeah, he's a real deal.
And yeah, he definitely is. He's ready. So that's awesome that Will joined us. So
not like me, huh?
Just so,
I am very happy. Got my bestie for the resty here, the Daniel.
It's about to get more crowded, though, because I think the one and only Timothy Shackelford, I think, has just called in, folks.
Uh-oh.
This is exciting.
All right.
Hold on. Uh-oh. I mean, does the crowd know that about this yet? I think the crowd knows about this. Let's see.
Yes.
There they are. They're cheering.
They're cheering.
All right. We will bring him aboard. It's Timothy Shackelford. Welcome to the Star Chamber Show.
Hello, hello.
Tim! Woo!
Tim!
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
We are thankful for Tim. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's one of the people that my highlights of all of 2017, which has been one of my most grueling years work-wise, without question. And he's one of the people that has helped me endure it. And I'm saying that in all seriousness. He's been one of the people that's helped me keep from losing my sanity.
I think we've all, kind of helped each other out that way.
Kind of had each other's backs this year. If we give you a little, Tim, I've known Tim for a long time, many years, but Tim hails from the land of the Amish, where I come from, around VV, Indiana.
The land of the Amish. That's great.
The land of the Amish, in the middle of nowhere. That's where we're from.
Sounds so ominous, though. The land of the Amish,
I know, don't it sound ominous? It sort of is, actually. But Tim was our head designer when we filmed Raiden Valkyrie, Saga of a Lionheart.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time
I've worked with Tim, and I swear if anything I ever get a chance to do again, I mean, he's the first guy on my list, I tell you. No question. I mean, he's a miracle worker and a trooper and – and under duress and dealing with all the kind of attitudes and personalities and, problematic things of having to deal with hordes of artistic minds and people. I mean, he just handled it just beautifully. I mean, not an easy thing. Trust me, not easy. So
But Tim, why don't you tell everybody everything you do, Mr. Multi-Talented?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we have time for that, but let's see. I'm a freelance designer. I make clothing. I make jewelry. I paint. I sculpt. I do a little bit of everything, really. I'm on the board of directors at the Art Center. So, I do business, got retail background, stuff like that. And generally,
makes clothes.
I take on pretty much anything that's thrown my way, I guess. I don't know.
No, Timothy. When we were talking about a Renaissance person's. And it was, like, that was one of our topics even on Creative Cauldron. It's yeah, I mean, this, Timothy defines that. It's,
yeah.
And I am encouraging him to get into his writing at some point, Timothy. Yeah, he needs,
I'm
to return to that.
I'm actually
working on that. Good, good.
Nice.
I'm working on that. Nice. I actually, I would say probably a couple weeks after Imaginarium, I was so inspired that I got back into writing, and I've started a novel. I don't know how great it is, but after I got the first, like, few pages written, you know, the people that read it were like, oh, you have to continue with this. And I was like, okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. But my main objective with the writing was to actually get my sister back into writing, which it worked. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to see what she comes up with.
Yeah, you've got to, challenge your siblings from time to time.
I'm not saying a word right now. Don't worry, Courtney. I'm not going to throw you under the bus if you're listening tonight. I will remain silent on that one.
Oh no!
Oh Lord! Yeah, we'll see Courtney tomorrow, though. I'm sure we'll cause her lots of trouble.
Oh my, poor Courtney.
Yeah, we're gonna have a house full. So.
Yep, we're gonna have our Draugr here. Timothy Martin is coming.
Oh nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Did I say there's a Draugr in Raiden Valkyrie? Yes, I did. Yes. But you're gonna have to wait.
Did you let
see.
The cat out of the bag?
Yes, well, not entirely. Technically, it's in the story write-up that's on the website, but, you know, I don't know how many people actually have read through it all. So so from some people, it may come as a great surprise. Who knows? But but Martin, what's that, Timothy?
Oh, I was going to say, well, I know I've been seeing the hashtag release the Draugr a lot lately. So.
Yeah, Angela Lawson, come out. She's like, release the Draugr. She's wanting to see because she did so much work on, you know, making that character. And she's wanting to everyone to see the fruit of her labor.
If our camp had their way, we'd release every spoiler in the teaser trailer and reveal everything in the first moment. Unfortunately, we have
It'll
to hold them back.
Soon.
There's a strategy to all this. So,
But it'll be soon.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be something that, you know, drives the people crazy. You know, you can't just throw it all out there at once.
That's it.
Oh,
no. Keep them wanting more.
Yep, that's the key. And so what are you working on right now? What's on the front burner of Timothy Shackelford's plate right now, or oven?
Oh, gosh. Really, right now I'm focusing on the holiday season. We have so many events going on at the Art Center, and I've been working with Anita to, you know, organize those. And other than that, I have a friend that wants me to create some leather, basic leather armor, more or less, for photo shoots. So, you know, getting that, you know, the designs started and deciding where I want to go with that, and, you know, just fun things at the moment.
Very cool. And if you haven't been to Vivi's Art Center, it is just amazing. That's I've talked about it on the show. I did an actual event there at the Art Center. And, but yeah, if you look at just the way that it's set up, I mean, the way that all the artists are exhibited, so nice. It's just awesome. And you get to see Timothy too. So that's like, I mean, why wouldn't you want to go now?
So you get a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the bonus is the Art Center. Going to see Timothy would be like the main attraction, but you know, then the bonus would be seeing the Art Center.
Oh, I don't know. But I do spend an awful lot of time, you know, doing work for the Art Center. Our team, we have a pretty good team, and we are always trying to, you know, drive it forward, which over the past year, I mean, we've seen so much growth there. Let's see, we've got, I think we've doubled membership over this year.
Nice.
So we're setting it somewhere around like 40, 44 to 48 members now. Whereas at the beginning of the year, we only had 25, I think it was. It's been so nice seeing like all the positive things come out of all of our hard work, and it's been great. And I mean, some of the changes that have happened, before we never really had any like author members, and generally in an art center, that's not something that you would think you would see, but we do have a couple artists, Stephen included, that we showcase now. So, it's been a fun year. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, a lot
of people.
Yes, and
I promise
you,
promise you, listeners, I am representing the writer, the art of writing as best as I can, so I don't screw it up for everybody else. Because they're looking at me great. Oh, you can. With great scrutiny. Uh-oh, there's an author in our group now. Uh-oh. What are we going to do? But I will not flub this, I promise. I will do my best.
We'll have to get the team up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Jude would love your – Eric Jude is a great – does some great art himself. And actually, I have an original Christmas painting of his that's actually in our living room. And I love it.
It stays up all year.
And it stays up year-round. And but Eric would love this art center. This is right up his alley.
Mm-hmm. Daniel
would get a kick out of it, too. Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Eric has a bit of an art center, I don't think. We didn't take his art center, did we? Did we, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In March. Yeah, we went there and I actually met Tim. He was real busy. I got to say hello to him. He was so busy that. I got to say hello to him and got to see all the paintings, all the different things going on. Really cool place.
Yeah,
take that back.
Yeah,
I remember
during
fogged
first. It was during First Friday. So First Fridays are always chaotic for me.
Oh, they are.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, which the next one is going to be December 1st, which is our Christmas kickoff. They're doing the lights down at the park, and it's going to be great. I don't know. There's so much going on in December. I'm going to
imagine the
be
holidays
lucky
are,
if I see
event
the light
wise
at
the... are crazy time.
Yeah.
Christmas
yeah.
stuff and everything, all the other holidays are all converging at the same time.
Where's our center at?
Vivi, Indiana.
And the best
Where
thing
I
is, it's like right around the corner from a really good liquor store. So if you need a good bourbon after your visit to the art center, it's really convenient.
Red's packaged liquor. Oh, my God. Red's is a little hole in the wall because, Vivi is like Mayberry, Seriously, it is in the middle of nowhere. I'm not kidding you. I lived there for 21 years.
It's like Mayberry, but better.
I mean,
Mayberry didn't have
a couple dollar stores
in it. Mm-mm.
But we have the art center. We have such cool stuff there. We got this art center that is just unbelievable. And then they've got the wine cellar. You've got some bread and breakfasts. you got the best little liquor store. It's a hole in the wall, but it is unbelievable what all he carries.
And
there.
The best breadsticks in the world at Roxano's, like two doors down.
Yeah, right from where the art center is, like two doors down.
Yeah.
You can't find better breadsticks. I don't care where you go. Roxano's breadsticks are world renowned.
Their pizza is great, but their breadsticks are like legendary. I mean, and I'm not joking.
I don't know how Tim stays so skinny. I don't know how he stays skinny. I really don't. I'd weigh 500 pounds if I was at the art center all the time because I'd be going and getting breadsticks.
Roxano's is like a specialty treat for me. You know, I limit myself. Because if not, I would weigh 500 pounds. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Easy. That's okay.
It's so good. So good.
I was doing a local festival in my hometown. I was working a booth, and this guy came along. He was talking about it and said, "You got a pretty little hometown." I said, "Well, thank you." Now, you know, there's not much happening. I said, "I wish we would actually do like a small town in Indiana. They have on the first Fridays, the whole town gets together. They put on a little event. You know, there's an art show."
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about some of the things, and the guy was like, "You talking about Vive, Indiana?" I was like, "Yeah." So it's people know about it. You know, it's some dude in Kentucky that I just kind of hinted
That's
about
awesome.
The place. He knew about it, so that was neat.
There's a lot of
Well, it is a great place. I mean, that's where I found Holly. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, there you go. It's a pretty cool place.
We have so many tourists come in, and I mean, it's sometimes I can't help but ask the people, what made you decide to just get in your car and drive to Vive, Indiana? And
I wonder that all the time.
Because you know, it's an interesting town and everything, but if you're from a big city, it's like. Like, for example, if you're from New York and, you know, you're in the air, you're making your vacation plans and everything, what made you decide that you were going to come to Vive, Indiana?
Right.
But, I mean, it's most of the people that come to visit us, you know, a lot of them have came, they didn't know anything about the town, and they've loved it. So, I mean, it's great that, you know, they just, you know, chose that, but, you know.
Well,
it's
there's a casino. There's Belterra. Belterra Casino is just, you know, a few miles out of town. And then, like I said, with the bed and breakfast, there's wine cellars. There's, you know,
the Swiss Wine Festival.
All kinds of wineries.
Massive.
Oh, God, the Swiss Wine Festival. Thousands and thousands of people attend to it every year.
I think we were almost at 100,000 people for that weekend.
God,
and that's
crazy.
And that's not including everyone. That I can't remember what it was. They tracked this, you know, the numbers. It was mostly, I think it was hits on the Wi-Fi. And so it was just. You know, it was crazy when I, you know, heard the statistics for the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
We were down there. And
the wine festival
was a big
draw. It was
incredible. And this past year, I actually got to, Holly and I actually got to ride in a World War II era amphibious vehicle. It was awesome.
Yes.
That was definitely one of the highlights. For sure. Yeah, it was one that Holly's dad was actually familiar with from when he served in Korea. But they were used in World War II mainly, and it was amazing. We were out in the Ohio River in this World War II era amphibious vehicle at the Swiss Wine Festival. That was a blast.
Creatives out doing wild things, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, experience leads to better art, right? So.
That's it. That's it. Everybody's got to take a little breather once in a while. like I said, we got to have each other's backs and be thankful for each other. Definitely be thankful
definitely.
For each other.
What was that thing called? Was it LVT? Was that it?
I don't know. Something like that.
God, it was awesome. I
it
can't
reminds
remember the
me of the boats you
right
see,
now.
Like, well, like the Normandy pictures where they let out, you know, they let the back end open, and it would come on land, man. It would go out in the water.
It was tracked,
and then
yeah,
come
it was
on
a tracked
land.
Vehicle.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
tread.
It was
yeah, it's treaded vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. Oh, I remember.
That was pretty
cool. LVT4. That was it. That was it.
Yep. Yep.
It was
LVT4.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Four. That's,
so see, y'all learned something on the Star Chamber show tonight. See, now you have a justification for listening. that's what we do, you know. We teach you about World War II era vehicles on the Star Chamber show. That's our thing.
And breadsticks. We're talking about the
breadsticks
in the chat room.
And Timothy.
Oh,
yeah, we're getting a chat room.
Carol Preflatish says we need to make the hashtag creatives doing wild things.
I vote for that. That's awesome.
Yes, I say we start using that, everybody.
Sounds good.
Well, what is Timothy, will you tell us on our theme tonight, what are you grateful for this year as far as the creative
yes.
world?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I have to say that I am very thankful for Stephen and Holly because, for one thing, you have taken me out of my comfort zone. I've met so many new friends doing events with you and the filming and then, you know, of course, I'm thankful for family. Because without them, I wouldn't have the encouragement to keep doing the stuff I do. And then my day-to-day creative life, I am very thankful for the Art Center. And, you know, all the people that support me, you know, in all the stuff that I do. As I always say, the moment I stop creating is my true death. So, I just don't know what I'd do without my creative side. So, yeah.
Well, we are thankful for you too.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. No, actually, I'm very thankful for all present company here, and Timothy had talked about earlier,
yeah.
And as far as being one of the few people that really, truly helped me get through, this year, there's no question Holly can vouch for
rough.
This, but this has been one of the roughest, hardest, most grueling years, and I worked my tail off to get even back in shape. The last couple of years, and then it all backslid because I ended up having to work this hellacious kind of schedule between everything, what's going on this year. affected me health wise, but there's a few champs that really helped, you know, through this process, and Timothy was one of them for sure. And
Daniel, three of them that's
course,
on the phone right now.
Yeah. And Daniel, like I said, from the awe-inspiring moment that he came into the Imaginarium last year, and had his bike and everything with him, and it was like an immediate hit. Leading all the way to hey, he's got this. Holly's saying, hey, he's got this great book, you know, and then now here he is, and he's part of the family, and one of the guys that I definitely think is just an absolute positive. And in our sphere and family, it's definitely been a boost, because it's Yeah, definitely not the easiest thing in the world to be working at press, but when you got authors that are motivated and actually doing things and stuff to support their work,
yeah.
it's wonderful. And that's Daniel. I mean, definitely been a big boon to me. And then Mr. Jude, of course. I mean, I'm thankful for him every day because he puts up with me. He has to put up with my complete range of insanity on a near daily basis, and for some reason he still takes my messages and calls and stuff. He even talks to me on the phone, I mean, that tells you how much he likes me.
I think
well,
that should
darn
also
Marco
go
Polo
in the
app.
Oh gosh, mm-hmm. Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. Let me tell you, people, I've talked about it before. You all have got to go get this Marco Polo app. Me and Steven and Timothy and Eric, Daniel, I've got to show you this Marco Polo. You've got to get this Marco Polo app. But we send videos to each other like every day. David Sheridan, we got him in on this too. He's in the chat room, but he talks to me every day on it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It is nice. It's cool. It's like you can always leave these little videos.
I'm grateful for Marco Polo.
It's a lot of fun. It definitely helps me keep sane. Yeah, for sure. It's Timothy has been the recipient of many of my crazy messages, and Eric, of course, gets 500 of them probably.
Well,
constantly.
You know,
I'm like
our cat, crazy.
Our cat sends messages to Eric.
Yeah, Dubious procures Stephen's phone and sends him encrypted messages.
Yeah, once in a while. Yes. But we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. But yeah, Dubious has been known to send special messages to Eric. Oh,
I'm always determined that I'm going to learn all this technology stuff.
Oh, this is an easy
yes.
one, but it's fun.
When
it's
I
fun.
Taught Daniel how to use emoticons, that was the best day ever. Yes. Yes.
And we even got Timothy's other half, Joe. We even got him on to Marco Polo. So I even get
Joe hooked on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Daniel, you've got to get this app. I'm telling you, you've got to. Because
yep.
Poor Daniel, let me tell you, I'm so grateful for Daniel because Daniel helps to keep my crazy butt from murdering people. And I know he looks like Jack the Ripper himself, but he actually keeps me from turning into one, and he keeps me calm. And
there's irony. That's the definition of irony.
Yeah, there's an irony. Yes, especially the Imaginarium. Oh, man, yeah, he helps keep me cool. Yeah, calm down. Mm-hmm.
I'm your breathe, girl.
That's it. He tells me, breathe.
Yep.
And then he'd tell everybody up at registration, he's like, I'm the only one who can talk to her like that. She won't hit me. Yeah. Yeah, we keep each other sane. We got to be a support system for each other.
And we got another caller calling in.
Big,
I'm going to bring them on in just a second. But before I do, though, I do want to also say something that's very serious, though, as far as gratitude goes, and that's to mm-hmm. Eric Jude's other half, Kylie. And she is just – I mean, Kylie is very quiet and not one to toot her own horn a lot. She's very soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. Actually, you have to learn to speak Kylie's, which Eric is probably one of the only people that's fluent in this to understand her sometimes. But she speaks that softly. That's really tough, but it's but no, she has just been just absolutely amazing. And she's, I mean, day in and day out, she has taken on, a very tough task in being the main editor on the Raiden Valkyrie project. It's not easy because, I mean, we're a small group and, like I said, very small resources. And and believe me, I mean, day in and day out, I mean, she is just at it. And she's just been going at it like an absolute trooper. And it's really, really, I mean, meant a lot to me. I mean, that she's tackled this and stepped up and working as hard as she is on it. I mean, day in, day out. And I know how many hours it takes. I know, I also am familiar with the editing process and everything that's involved with it. So I do know you know, what kind of, you know, tough work is involved, and she's just been amazing. I mean, and it really, really, it just meant a lot to me. It's been such a tough year, and it's helped. It's helped.
And what I've seen of it, she's done phenomenal work too.
Yeah, she is top notch. She is an amazing vocalist and musician and composer and writer and, well, like Eric. You know,
she's a renaissance.
Like Eric, you know, photographer, filmmaker, writer. I mean, like the two of them are just ridiculously talented renaissance couple. I mean, so, but it's, yeah, Kylie definitely gets a major shout out for me tonight on the gratitude topic.
An ego. She won't be able to go through the door for her head.
Well, and I do want to add on to that. And, you know, she, you know, put up with me during filming. So, you know, I think we need to.
She loves working with you.
Yeah,
she loves working with you. Yes.
I know. She was a lot of fun to work with, and she kept me sane.
Yeah, we even had her working in costuming. She did costuming. She also jumped in, became a dweller. Yes, she delivered everything.
Yeah,
she was Kylie's a real trooper. Like I said, she's a true lionheart. Yeah, no question.
That's true. Well, who's our
and
caller?
Should we bring our caller aboard from 812 area code, which is in Holly's neck of the woods? Who, caller, you are on the air.
Well, I wanted to say I'm thankful for you and Holly. It's David.
Ah! Hello!
Hello! Oh, my God. Surprise!
Well, I usually sit in the chat room, but, you know, we're all saying thank you. You know, you guys do an awesome job for everybody else. You know, we appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, thank you, man.
Well,
really appreciate
thank
that. You. Yeah, I mean, you Ooh. Well, you yourself, I mean, you were a superstar at Imaginarium. I mean, you were just, I mean, God, I mean, like I said, that's why you got my my Z-Force Award. Because you were just,
I appreciate
like,
it. I was like, honored. I mean.
You're like rise to the challenge every second, and what you did. I mean, like I said, we talk about supporting other creatives, and when you popped in on Sunday
Lord.
And set up your green screen and did those author photos, those authors had never had, several of whom, not all of them, but several of whom had never had a pro photo before.
Professional headshot.
And
guys, this
so,
is David Sheridan, by the way.
Yes, David Sheridan.
Well, most of the ones in the on the phone and that, no, because I Marco Polo all you.
Yeah, we Marco Polo. Daniel, you've got to get this app. but David was, he is a true Renaissance man. This man, I call him a Swiss Army knife, because no joke, imaginary, I would need, you know, this tool or this piece of equipment or this or something. He's like, I got it. Let me go to my van. I got it. I'll get it. I'm like, where are you getting all this stuff? I mean, he just had it all. He saved me so many times. It was just amazing. I'm
well,
so
it was
thankful
a privilege.
For David.
You know, it was my honor to be there. You know, I was really thrilled to be there. So thank you.
Well,
yeah,
we
Eric
worked this
is,
poor
is
man
like
to
the,
death.
You saw him in action. It was like, David, we might need a TARDIS. No, just give me a half an hour. I'll have it ready.
I'll go out and build one.
We cannot forget he saved me during my epic wardrobe malfunction at the Masquerade Ball.
Oh!
Well, I tried, but you'd ended up having backup, so you were cool. But I was there for you if you didn't.
Yeah. Tim was doing a little pop and lock and had a little... Yeah, little pop, all right. And, David helped him out there.
Yep. What happened
to Timothy? Man,
Timothy
is like made of like stretchable
right,
material.
Right.
He was doing like contortions and flexibility like you couldn't believe on the dance floor. He was he was showing his moves.
Even Steven
was
out there. We got Steven on the dance floor.
I got out there three times, people. I got out to dance floor three times.
He did.
Well, you did tell me to bring the party, so.
You did. Yes.
Yep.
And David got a lot of pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So no one will ever see but you guys.
That's, yeah, some of those pictures will never be public. So.
No. Now we need Eric Jude on the dance floor next Imaginarium. That's the next problem.
Yeah, we get him and Daniel out there.
Yeah, or Tommy B. Smith.
We need Daniel and Eric out there doing a jig.
And get Tommy B. Smith out there, too. We
need to
get him out there.
No comment.
We need to get assistance for Kylie and Eric next year.
That's
so they
true.
Can leave
yeah.
the film room.
Yes. Well, I had them a couple, but, you know, they went a different direction. Yeah. But I'm going to make sure I glue two people's butts in there this year, and then we'll get to take care of.
It's hard to keep people in there, especially late at night, you know. But
right.
But it also gives me an excuse not to be on the dance floor, too, so.
Get them out of there.
They did make it out there one year, and Kylie and Eric danced with masquerade masks and everything. It did happen.
It did not happen.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I did get Kylie out on the dance floor. At the very beginning.
Yes, they snuck in there for a little bit. They did sneak in there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Kylie and I had that failed, you know, dance going on.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun at Imaginarium, let me tell you guys.
Yeah, we
yes,
actually
we do.
We actually do.
Yep.
It's a lot of education, a lot of networking, you know, a lot of just a great place for Imaginators, for creative.
Yeah, for Imaginators,
you know,
it's great.
Really,
they all get piles of Blanton.
Rub shoulders. Yeah, and that's where you get the hashtag creatives doing wild things. Creatives doing wild things. There you go.
Carol
Preflatter's
hashtag suggestion. Creatives doing
me,
wild things.
Me and Eric
things.
Don't know anything about that.
No, not at all.
We were being very calm down in the courtyard while y'all were goofing off.
Yeah.
Hey, I was out in the courtyard Friday night. I was out there with y'all. I was out there. I was enjoying a cigar and, you know.
I think Saturday, though, Saturday night, the after party, I think there might be some crazy stories about Eric.
There may be.
Was that the night of the seven whiskeys, or is that Sunday night?
Yes. Or no,
that
was
Sunday night. That was Sunday night was the night of the seven whiskeys. Steven had seven different whiskeys.
Five bourbons, two whiskeys. And a big shout out to Carl Moore and to Joe and to everybody that helped contribute to my delinquency that night. I needed it. That was awesome. Yeah, because I think Joe, somebody brought, yeah, I remember Jack Daniels, and I remember the rye whiskey, and I remember, God, there's, if I sat down and thought about it for a while, I can remember all seven, but it was, that was a lot of fun.
Joe brought Jack the makers.
White Rabbit.
That was good. Now, I, as people know, I'm not a big whiskey fan or bourbon fan, but I did like that White Rabbit that Daniel had that I tried.
Delicious.
It was. It really
was.
And you said they're going to quit making it. Huh?
Well, yeah,
Carl's
taking good care of me. Carl got a bottle of Woodford Reserve.
Right.
He got me a glass of Old Forester 1870. And he also brought there's something else with him. Oh yeah, he encouraged me to get him some Larceny. That's right. So, it was, oh man, yeah, we need.
And
we
then
need
the
Carl
legendary.
On here.
Well, we can't forget the legendary Books and Booze panel. Yeah, y'all gotta come to that one next year.
Well, Colonel's on that one. Colonel's on that one.
Colonel moderated that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no moderation.
Yeah, there was no moderation on the part of the panelists. That was.
Yeah, Stephen was on that panel too.
Carol, I don't think
he was on that panel, was he?
No.
Carol witnessed it. She was in
Carol
the
Carol was there. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, Daniel, I'm about to put you on it next year. You're going to have to go on it. Oh, it's great. Great.
Well, we need a substitute for Tony next year. So
we'll put Daniel. There you go. Daniel.
I will try to get y'all some of the Belmont bourbon then.
Awesome.
Yeah, you have to bring in some of your Jack Daniels with you so we can round it all out there.
But Belmont Mansion here in Nashville has its own bourbon now.
Nice.
I'll try it.
Wow.
It came out a year and a half or so ago, and nobody knew anything about it. It has blown up down here.
Huh.
Price of thing.
Wow.
Well, Colonel,
I'm going to be Googling that.
What do you say?
Colonel's like, road trip.
Yep.
Well, Colonel, I have been talking.
In the Nashville area, we have about 12 distillers.
I know somewhere we could stay. You know, we kind of know somebody down there. Daniel, you know, just saying.
Cough, cough, yes.
Yes, we gotta
I've
come
only
visit.
Got one bed,
yes.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, I'll sleep in your top hat. I'll just sleep in your top hat.
There you go. There you go.
You're small enough to sleep in my top hat.
He can do it. He can do it. Me and Steve would probably sleep on the deck. We'll have to sleep on the table out there.
On the deck or something, yeah. We're not too pompous.
I've got some little storage building out back.
It.
I've got two offices and
storage building.
A storage.
Well, there you go. That'll work.
So, you know, bring your own blow-up mattresses and everything, and we can work out something.
We'll figure it out.
Great plans forming on the Thanksgiving Eve version of the Star Chamber show.
I'm telling you. We're all grateful. Very grateful. We're going to be more grateful. Yes.
Yeah, we have more reasons to be grateful. This is going to be good.
Tim, you and Joe could just come down here, see, and then we'll go down and get Eric, and then we'll head down to Daniel's. Yeah. See?
We got
we'll
this.
Just take a bus. We got it.
I'm sure it'd be a much
south.
More
well, David
a much
could
more
just
pleasurable
stuff us in the back
trip.
Of his truck and bring us all down.
There you go.
There you go.
I do need a replacement Nashville trip for a past experience.
Well, there you go.
I did not enjoy Nashville on my business trip. It was not fun.
You will with Daniel. It'll be epic.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I was born and raised in Nashville, so I can take you some places.
Nice.
He knows where to go. He knows where to go.
Not every day that you get a tour of Nashville, Jack the Ripper. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
We can go by some of the old haunts around there.
Nice.
Oh, where's Jacob Floyd and Jenny Floyd when we need them on the haunts side of things? God. I told them they should call in if they're out there. Oh,
yeah, they would
man.
Love this.
They would. Yeah, they definitely man. Would.
Oh, but yes, I am grateful. I'm grateful for Steven Zimmer, too. Yeah, he's the ringleader.
Now we're getting all sweet on the Star Chamber show here.
My rock. Yeah, he's my rock. But like I said, I'm grateful for everyone that called in and everybody that's in the chat room here. We're all pretty tight.
Yeah, it's definitely a good good group, and I hope that the listeners that are out there that are not necessarily in the chat room or whatever, I mean, please do connect with us, because we love to get to know the folks that listen to the show. And it really is a great group. So don't hesitate to participate in the chat room and call in. I mean, yeah, tonight, yeah, we've got open lines. Just call that number on the show page.
We have
the kind of show where we can have multiple callers at once, as you see. Right now, I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers active at the same time. We're big league.
We're having a party. Woo!
Wait a minute, there are 6 of us on here? What?
There are 6. You got Eric, Holly, and myself, and then, oh, dear God. Yes, Eric, Holly, myself,
David,
and then Daniel. And then David, and then Timothy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tim, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I just can't math tonight. I don't know.
Half a dozen. And then we've got, you know, that many in the chat room. So it's amazing.
So,
we're doing good tonight.
We can add to that number, so don't hesitate to call in.
Next time, we'll make it 7.
Yeah, hey, 7 stars. See, 7. Call
well,
on
then
in.
The day that we all get shocked is the day when Kylie calls in. That, I don't know if I'll even be able to talk after that. I'll be like, whoa. I'll be like the
apocalypse. That would shock us all.
Yeah.
That would shock us all. Well, why don't everybody tell what they've got coming up here for the next year? Tim kind of told what he did. Eric, what do you got coming up?
Well, I'm going to try to stay alive first and foremost, take my blood dinner.
That ain't
going to
happen.
Blood pressure medicine. But, I'm going to just try to work on music and try to get a demo out there for some songs. Get a few more of my stories out there, and I don't know. That's about
Stay away from ham.
Well, that's not going to happen. I'm going to eat ham tonight. As soon as this show's over, I want to eat ham when I wake up in the morning, and I want to eat ham for lunch, and I want to eat ham for dinner, and I'm going to do that until there's no more ham, and then I'll probably buy another ham.
Well, Eric, you're already set because I already gave you a list of great book title suggestions about a year ago. So you've already got like a whole list of book titles.
Oh, dear.
You're writing
set. I'm working on a few.
Oh, dear.
I need to do another one for you soon.
Oh, God. Well, Daniel, what do you got coming up?
Well, I've got 3 book signings coming up.
Nice.
2 in December and 1 in January. I've got a cookbook that 7 Star is going to be putting out.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Breaking news.
Right, he says. Right.
Yes. No, yeah. It's just that you all are getting a real scoop on the show tonight because I had not yet been announced, but there you go. It is official now.
Hey, what I've got coming out, you know, what I've got going. I've got the second book of Knife's Tale that's going to be submitted to 7 Star, and then over the next year and everything, I'll be working on the third book plus another book that I'll be working on that's yet to be mentioned.
Very cool.
So.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, David, what do you got going on?
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to get that book finished by January. I have 2 other books I'm working on regular, and then I've got 4 interactive fictions I'm working on, and then I'm trying to get out as many people and places I can this year and finish up school.
Yes, and David drives a truck, so he is very busy. He Marco Polos me out on the road, you know, and gives me updates, so I keep up, you know, day to day, how it's going with David and what he's working on. Yeah, it's awesome. Marco Polo is awesome.
Oh, it is.
Fantastic.
Do you, Hey, David, is that what you use to do the video on?
No,
from,
I do
every
that
morning
on
from the
Facebook Live. I do that more so I can build my confidence speaking to people.
Okay.
Yeah, he does that on the Facebook Live. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he does. Yeah, which is cool. Cool. Stephen George, what do you got going on?
I am going to stock up on some bottles of bourbon, get a tent, and I'm going to locate to the woods near Eric Jude's house in Breathitt and become a hermit. That's what I'm working on.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm gonna have a sabbatical existential kind of year, and you know, just hang out by Eric Jude's house in the woods.
Well, you might want to watch out for the snow snakes. I mean, you know.
Oh man, yeah, there's snow snakes down there.
Well, Eric is going to train me in how to handle that, so I'm not worried about that. You know, because he's an expert.
That is true. He's an expert snake hunter.
Yeah, they're not so bad once you learn their tricky ways.
That's it. That's it. And
but
stay away from their den, because it's a deadly place
of
hell.
And one
yes,
bite can send your body into shivers.
Send your body into shivers. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah,
if
we all
have
Snow
haven't
Snake
seen it.
2 is a 2018 release. We definitely do.
Well, if y'all haven't seen it, go to YouTube and look up Frozen Creek Studios and watch his lovely, him and his wife's lovely movie, Snow Snakes.
I've seen
fantastic.
It 31 times confirmed. 31 confirmed viewings. I have watched this short film, and I absolutely love it more every time.
Me and Steven watched it 7 times in a row one night. Yes.
It definitely is.
Big fans. We believe it's the best short film ever made. Yes.
It's fantastic. Oh, man, I love that film. And
Steven,
yeah, they've got trailers. They've got a trailer for Snow Snakes, too, so look up that as well.
Yes, yes.
And you might recognize
Kylie.
Kylie Jude in that one.
I can't wait to see that one. We're waiting. We got to wait till that snow falls. When that first flake falls, Snow Snake ain't far behind.
That's right.
The funny little story about the trailer for the second one is I filmed it not even 2 weeks after my heart attack. And the only reason why I even filmed it was to prove that I wasn't dead. So that's so we're getting close to anniversary, but yeah, that's where the Snow Snake 2 trailer came from. It was just me proving to my enemies that they have not got the best of me yet.
Well, then how are we
that's
supposed
awesome.
To interpret Kylie telling your character to go first into the Snow Snake's lair in that second trailer?
You go on in first.
You go first.
Snow Snakes. Right. You go first.
Yes.
And everybody that goes to Imaginarium, yes, you guessed it. Next October the 6th, which is the Saturday at 1:40 p.m., we already know what's playing.
Yes. That will be the next, you know, Snow Snake showing.
Imaginarium screening, yes.
Yes,
and
Imaginarium screening.
We did it this year.
No, we do
Snow
it every
debuted.
Saturday. At Imaginarium.
At 1:40 p.m. at Imaginarium on Saturday, Snow Snakes will play. It's a actual Imaginarium tradition now.
What if we just forgot to play it?
No.
Would
that
be
a travesty? Martin would be crushed.
Yeah, you would crush, release the Draugr. Yeah, he'd be released because, he'd be crushed.
Well,
you don't want to get him mad. He's a gentle giant, but oh my God, he'd become a wrecking ball if we get him mad. That lad's a force of nature. Except
Steven,
we still had to.
And,
Priest's height to match Brock. Good God. I thought I had it easy for that one.
Yeah, my son Martin is 6'5", and we casted him for the particular part we're talking about because he's so big. He's not a little person, and he's so tall, and he's just big. And we're like,
huge.
Oh, well, we won't have to worry about, you know, we won't have to worry about anybody being taller than him. He's going to tower everybody and, you know, look. Well, lo and behold, we had to put him on an apple box, apple crate, because – Brock is 6'7".
He's 6'7". So never assume anything when you're doing a film. Never assume anything.
No.
Martin ever tell you my reaction when he came to me and told me that you all wanted me to strap, like, cinder blocks or something onto his shoes to make him taller?
No.
I was like, are you serious? I was like, why?
Well, for the record,
but, you know,
I never told
anyways.
Anybody to strap cinder blocks to his shoes. I did. That was not for me, I promise.
I about died, though. I was like, you already are super tall. Why do we need to make you taller?
It was ridiculous. Yeah, he towers over everybody except Brock. Brock towers over everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
I look way up at Brock. I'm like, yeah. it was wild. Poor Martin. And then trying to keep
his
balance.
We'll get him on the Star
Chamber
show sometime because he is an absolute great personality. He is a lot of fun. I mean, he definitely is.
I think he's listening. Yeah. I talked to him when we first got on. I think he's listening.
Fantastic. He's got a great personality. I mean, he's just an absolute blast to be around, fun-loving, outgoing, and he definitely is a presence too physically. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's not that tall though.
That's my little boy. He's little fella. Poor Tim had to worry about cinder blocks.
Yeah, Tim took on everything.
Poor Tim.
Man.
Yeah, he had that to deal with. He had Virginia Creeper to deal with.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just thinking of that. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Tell everybody about the Virginia Creeper.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I had... On our busiest day, I had, I don't know, I think 8 PAs helping me gather woodland items to incorporate into some costumes, and I showed them what wild grapevines look like, and one of the PAs came back with a whole mess of Virginia Creeper, which, to people who are allergic to poison ivy, it wasn't a problem, but we had 2 or 3 people that were highly allergic to it, and they... one couldn't be in the same, like, vicinity of it, so, and he brought it through the crowded house that we were working out of. I believe that was the first time I lost my temper and cussed, but I could be wrong.
I can't get out of here.
So is it like poison ivy?
Do what, Daniel?
He asked if it was
like
poison ivy.
Is it like poison ivy?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is it has 5 leaves, whereas poison ivy has 3. That is right.
So like a poison sumac then.
Something like that, yeah.
5 to 7 leaves, then. Okay.
Yeah. It grows around here like crazy. And, Angela Lawson that... did, you know, the makeup I was talking about on the Draugr, she was our head makeup artist. Her fiance, Patrick O'Brien, he played one of our dwellers. He ended up getting exposed to it. Didn't realize it to that extent until we were done filming. He ended up on steroids and all kinds of stuff. He had to go to the doctor. I mean, it was weeks. from head to toe, him dealing with that. It was unreal. Yeah, so some people are highly allergic to it.
Was it Jonathan Peacock that brought in the big batch? Was it?
Yes.
John Peacock. Figures.
He deserved it after upselling Holly tonight on a little bit of bourbon. He deserves it. Yeah, we want to call him out on this.
Yeah, he snuck
and
a
sad part
tricky
is,
little trick on me.
He's the one. He's the one that I had to explain it to a couple times.
People are allergic to this.
Now, I'll be grateful to John and say that he did a wonderful job working in our props arena. He really was awesome, and I wish we could have had him every single day of the shoot, but he was there for a big chunk of it. But he was fantastic. But yeah, we do have to give him some grief because he does upsell us on bourbon. So when he's at the Kroger Wine and Spirit Shop in Lexington, Kentucky. So.
Well, and he's there tonight because I was there earlier, so you can go claim hello.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good sport. I want to share with you something that Frank did to him while on set, and I did it too. He agreed to it. It was during the big downpour, so it was starting to rain into the wagon that was holding the props, and Jonathan happened to be standing in the trailer that you can completely close up. And we're like, we have to close this door. Do you want to stay inside where it's dry, or do you want to come sit in the gator with us where it's not so dry? He's like, okay, I'll stay where it's dry. So we had to lock him up in there in the complete dark, and he stayed inside of it for like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Protecting
oh,
the weapons at all costs.
Oh, Mr. Peacock. Oh, man.
I feel so bad for him, just in there himself, the sound of thunder, lightning, and rain, and his own thoughts.
Yeah, it was bad.
I feel bad when I think of the many times that he's cost me more money by upselling me on bourbon, and then I don't feel bad. Then I think the word that Holly loves so much, karma, karma, karma. There you go, John.
Karma.
Deal with it.
Yeah, you sit back and let karma take care of it.
Jonathan, we love you. And next project,
yeah,
man, you are definitely on the A-list as far as who we want to hire to come back if we actually get our dream season in
so
place here.
When we get our season. When? Yes.
You tell them.
We don't talk.
Explain it to them when we get off air.
Yes, we've got many. We'll have seasons there. We've got many more films and TV shows to make. So, yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes. We need to do a Ripper, show. And
we'd all volunteer to work on Snow Snakes 3 once, after he gets done with
Snow Snakes 3. Tim will help do the costuming. Just no Virginia Creeper involved.
Snow
Snakes
3, the hunt for the snake's egg.
Yeah, so, Eric, what if we just, skip the second one and make the third one, and then it'll confuse people. It'll be great.
Well, we can do that, and then...
That's true.
For the fourth movie, we can make the second movie. It'd be a prequel. That makes perfect sense for you. We're just going to probably do the third one.
It's sort of like the Underworld movie. Yeah. Wait till you're a
Frisk,
couple in.
Rise of the
Snow
Snakes.
Let's do a prequel.
Frisk, Rise of the Snow Snakes.
Do See, this is why you don't get a bunch of creatives together. They come up with random crazy stuff. It's great.
Hashtag creatives doing wild things.
Creatives doing wild things. Hashtag. Yes.
I'll send you guys a script tonight for the third one.
There you go. That works.
It won't be very long. It'll just be the title of the movie, and that'll be it.
Yes, David Sheridan,
yeah,
you have homework.
Too, so.
You have to go watch Snow Snakes now, because I think you're the only one in the gang that has not yet seen it.
I will get it watched before this weekend. So,
fantastic.
Daniel, have you seen it?
Oh yeah, about five times.
You did. Yeah, see, David, you got to watch it multiple. The first time you're going to be like, what did I just watch?
Oh.
And then you have to watch it again, and then again, and it gets better every time. It's like a fine wine.
Every time it gets better and better and better and
every
better.
Every time. You'll laugh harder.
Time you do it.
Yeah.
If you take a shot in between every time that you watch it and everything and watch them right after each other. By the time you get to about the 10th time of watching it, it's going to be the greatest movie ever.
That's true. It's true. That's exactly true.
Hey, I've watched it when I have had bourbon. I've watched it when I have not had bourbon. And let me tell you, it's a great experience in any kind of area. It's fantastic.
It's true.
It's a legendary film. And and I mentioned it's going to be at 1:40 p.m. October 6th at Imaginarium in 2018.
That'll be the next public showing.
Well, maybe not. It might show public before.
Maybe
then,
not.
But I'm talking about Imaginarium screenings. Yeah.
We could do Snow Snake in the Park Day, and we could take our projector and our screens, and we'll have Snow Snake in the Park. There you go.
Yeah, Peter Jackson could come to me, and I'm not kidding. He could say, hey, Steve, I'd like to show a movie about noon on Saturday, you know, at Imaginarium in 2018. And I'd say, okay, was it going to go past 1:40 p.m.? Well, yeah, it's a two-hour movie. I'm sorry, Peter. Sorry, man. Snow Snakes has got priority.
That takes priority.
And you all think
yeah.
I'm joking. I literally would.
He would.
I got the movie keyed up, so when we get down here, I'll be watching it.
Oh, you're going to be impressed. That's great movie making in the
Or he is never going
flesh,
to Marco
sir.
Polo me again.
We should have a follow-up somehow, some way in the next week or two where David calls back and gives his full report on his first experience of Snow Snakes. That would be awesome.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. We can do that.
We're going to have to figure this out now. Next time Eric is co-hosting, let's make sure this happens.
Yes. Yes. Give his thoughts. Yeah, because you'll have time to watch it multiple times by then, see.
Yep.
Yeah. Got to watch it multiple times.
My next time that I'm co-hosting will be in 2019, so.
2019. Oh, here we go.
He's not going to come see
long.
Us until 2020, so.
2024 is when he's coming to see us, Holly.
That was
2024.
I think that's sabbatical with you, Stephen.
Well, that's why I've decided I'm just going to move to his lands and be a hermit because, you know, he won't come see me, so I need to go see him. Oh.
Oh, my.
We might make it down there for a little visit next month.
Yeah.
For a day and breath it.
Oh, yes.
Cool. The land of... Well, not so many opportunities, but
it's about as big as VV.
Well, maybe.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd say it's about the same. They just spread out more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just VV doesn't have the mountains. They have big hills.
Yeah, we got mountains. Those are pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're all dead looking. That's kind of depressing. But, you know, it's in the spring and fall, it's pretty around here.
Yes, it
is. We have a bunch of... My last
journey to Eric's lands in November of 2014, I can vouch for that.
That was actually
I got
nice
banned
station.
After that. But
no.
Got banned. Steven's misbehaving.
Not only that, I got my walking stick confiscated and never was returned to me. It's terrible.
Well, you know what it is? It's that slow mail service, the Pony Express, that's supposed to be delivering our prints that we ordered, too.
That's
yeah.
true, the prints.
The Pony
yes.
Express, I think the horse died.
Well, The snail died.
The snail died. Snail mail.
It got ran over by an L8 truck near Winchester.
It almost made it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we ordered a couple prints from Eric, like in the spring, and we still not got those prints. and we've seen each other multiple times, and nobody ever remembers to get them or bring them.
Now, if your name is not Steven Zimmer or Holly Phillippe, your prints will arrive
you'll get
two
them.
Days after you order.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get them then.
Yeah, but...
Next time we order Tim's name. Next time we use Tim's name.
Yeah, we ship it to Timothy.
But that still doesn't mean you're going to get them on time, because... I was
well. At least within a year.
Get together. Oh, we've been supposed to get together for how many months now?
Oh, I know. Were you supposed to come stay with us?
Yeah,
I know.
It's only been
a
week. I don't know.
I know. Well, me and Steven, you know, we just sit around doing nothing all the time, you know. We.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Just sitting around shooting breeze.
Oh, you're so lazy.
Fun.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
we never have
fun.
Anything going on, you know.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh,
oh,
wait
Lord.
A minute. You know what? I just, you were asking me what I had coming up in the future.
Yeah.
In February of next year. I do have a featured artist show coming up.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's me and Jenny Slover, which she does like traditional handmade soap. She does reenactments and stuff. And the name of the show is going to be For the Love of Tradition. And... You know, obviously, I'm going to be the opposite of tradition, so it's going to be fun.
Neat. That does sound fun. It's going to be at the art studio, the art center?
The art center, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Neat. So, might try to buzz up there. My birthday is February 13th, so.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, when we have... I have to make care of her for Valentine's Day,
oh,
anniversary, and her birthday all in 2 days.
Boom.
Not easy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Valentine's Day is on the 14th, but birthday's on the 13th, and our anniversary's on the 13th. So, yeah, our first official date. So, yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope he doesn't forget one, because most likely if he forgets one, he's going to forget them all.
That's true. That's true. Well, that's why I told him at least he can get them all over with at once for the year. He's done, you know. It's all over and done with.
Well, we're coming up on 40 seconds left in the show. We've blown by this hour and a half special. But I'll just say real quickly, grateful for all of you who listen to the Star Chamber show. And please do, yeah,
yes.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to keep up with it. And we also have a 7-Star Press Patreon to help support the show. So check that out.
Yes. Yes, please help out.
And we'll see you next week, next Wednesday, at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Star Chamber Show. So good night,
Happy
everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Eat too much and be happy.